Hello, my name is Hannah, speaking to you on the recorded line. What can we assist you with today?
Hi, I just spoke to Greg or Craig, and he said that to call you guys. I'm Brenda Martinez.
Brenda Martinez. Okay, perfect. Nice to meet you again. My name is Hannah. Were you looking to see if you may meet the criteria to participate in the Depo Provera lawsuit today?
I'm kind of like going off in my head here. Everything's going so fast, but
Sure.
yeah.
Okay, well, we can take it step by step here. Before we get started, were there any questions that you had about the lawsuit, about Depo Provera in general, or anything that I can
No,
kind of walk you through?
it's just everything's going faster than what I expected.
Okay, yeah, I mean, at the beginning, basically what's going to happen is that we actually just collect all the information that is going to be pertinent for you for your Depo Provera case, including, the information for your medical records. Then once you get that, at that point, then the law firm, they work on your case, they pull the records, and typically they don't really contact you during this time while they are working on the records for you. So that's kind of how it goes. But today, for the majority, it just takes us about 10 minutes just to collect all the information here, okay?
Okay, because I know I talked to Greg and then I talked to another guy, and then I was supposed to wait for a call, but they said they were going to take a little longer, so to call you guys.
Right.
And
Yeah, basically, yeah. So this is going to be a way for us to fast track the process. And when speaking with Greg and the other person, did you sign paperwork with any of them, or you just gave them some information over the phone?
I just gave him information. I haven't signed nothing.
Okay, gotcha. So at this point, you haven't signed documents at any other law firm or sought legal representation elsewhere. Is that correct?
No.
Okay, gotcha. All right, and you're currently a resident of the U.S. Is that right, Brenda?
What's that?
You're currently a resident of the US?
Yes.
Okay. And what were you diagnosed with after taking Depo Provera for at least a year?
If I can say it properly,
Okay.
it's menin, I'll just spell it.
Okay, that's okay.
MENINGIOMA.
Okay. Was that meningioma that you were diagnosed with?
Yes, yes.
Okay, got it. And where was your meningioma located in your body?
Brain tumor.
I see. I'm so sorry to hear that. Okay, like I said, we're going to collect some information here just to assist you and get you the justice that you deserve here, okay? When were you diagnosed with your meningioma?
99.
1999. Okay. Do you recall the month, or do you know what month you wanted me to put in as a rough estimate?
No, I can't remember that part.
Okay. Did you want me to just go ahead and put January 1st as a rough estimate since we're not sure right
Sure.
now? Okay.
Yeah, you can.
Okay, got it. And what's your date of birth?
May 13th, 1973.
Okay, you said that was May 13th of 1973. Is that right?
Yes.
Okay, got it. Okay, and besides yourself, are you aware of anyone else that was also affected by Depo Provera, or not to your knowledge?
Not in my, oh, I can't even talk. Not to my
That's
knowledge.
okay. All right, thank you so much. And was it the Depo Provera pills or the shots that you were taking?
The shot.
Okay, and it was the name brand Depo Provera, correct? Not the
Yes.
sub-Q or generic? Okay, got it. Okay, and if you were to estimate how many years you had taken the Depo Provera, how many years would you estimate?
About 5.
5 years, I see. Okay, and you are able to confirm that within at least a year, you had at least four separate injections before you were diagnosed. Is that right?
Yes.
Okay. Got it. And when would you say that you had started using the Depo Provera? Do you recall what year that would have been?
Around the early 90s.
Okay. Was it between 1992 and then after?
I started in actually 90, 1990.
Okay, I see. It was the year 1990.
Yep.
Okay, got it. And for the month, did you just want me to go ahead and put January 1st, 1990 again, since we're not quite sure of when it exactly was?
Correct.
Okay.
Yeah.
And when would you say that you had stopped using it? Did you want me to go ahead and put January 1st of 1995?
Yes.
Okay.
Yep.
Got it. We'll go ahead and do that then. Thank you so much. All right. I'll go ahead and start preparing your consent forms here. Can you go ahead and confirm your gender for me?
Female.
Thank you so much. And I have Brenda as a spelling as B-R-E-N-D-A. Is that right?
Correct.
Okay. And last name here as Martinez. Is that M-A-R-T-I-N-E-Z?
Yes.
Okay, and do you also go by middle name or middle initial or just first and last?
I have a middle name. It's Lee, L-E-E.
L-E-E. Okay, perfect. I'll go ahead and put that in. Thank you so much. And may I please have your social?
386-740953.
And then I'll go ahead and read that back. That's 38674. And was that 0953?
0953, yep.
Okay, great. And what's going to be the best email for you, Brenda?
It's greeneyes, G-R-E-E-N, mm-hmm. E-Y, E-Y-E-S, mm-hmm. 02818@gmail.com.
Okay, I'll read that back to you. I have green eyes, as in green the color, eyes, E-Y-E-S. 02818@gmail.com. Is that right?
Correct.
Okay, and this is the best phone number for you, 989-289-7448?
Correct.
Okay, great. And what's going to be the best home address for you?
There's P.O. Box 282.
Oh.
And I have a street. Or I have a street address.
Yeah, well, we'll take the street address only because we usually don't send mail. It'll be through email and text message anyway. So what's the best physical address? Yeah.
It's 3024.
Okay.
North Woodruff Road. Woodruff is spelled W-O-O-D-R-U-F-F mm-hmm. Road. Weidman. W-E-I-D-M-A-N.
Perfect. All right.
Michigan. And the zip code is 48893.
Perfect. Thank you so much. And is there a unit number or apartment number, or is that a house?
It's a house.
Okay. I'll read that back to you then, which is 3024 North Woodruff Road, Weidman, Michigan.
Weidman. Yep.
Weidman. My apologies.
Yep.
Michigan.
Nope, you're fine.
48893. Is that right? In Isabella County?
Yes.
Okay, great. And now going into the questions here for the Depo Provera itself, do you recall if the Depo Provera was administered by doctor, medical staff, or did you inject yourself?
It's a medical clinic, doctor.
Doctor, okay, got it. The doctor, okay. And I know that you said that you had used it for about 5 years. Would you say that it was consistently 4 injections per year that you were using it?
Yeah.
Like once every 3 months, is that right?
Yeah, once every 3 months.
Okay, gotcha. So that would, then you would say as a rough estimate then, if it was 5 years and it was 4 times a year, that would be about 20 times in total. Does that sound about right?
Yeah.
Okay, got it. And who was the doctor that had administered the Depo Provera? Was it the same doctor that prescribed it to you?
Yes.
Okay, and who would that be?
And I... That
you can spell it out.
Remember.
Okay. Oh, okay. How about this? Do you remember the clinic's name?
It was called Planned Parenthood.
Okay. Got it. And which location would that be?
Big Rapids.
Okay.
That's all I can tell you.
Big Rapids. Okay. Let me just double check here. This is going to be the one on Sanborn. Is that right? In Big Rapids? Sanborn Avenue. Sanford Avenue, let me see, the closest highway.
I don't know if that's where it was when I was doing it, but it was, because I don't know if it's changed location.
Was it pretty close to Ferris State? It's like right off of Northland Drive, the big road. That...
It sounds right. It sounds right.
Okay,
Because
and
it
you
was
know.
like in an alley. It was like in a back alley type thing.
Okay, yeah, I kind of see. I'm taking a look at the photos and it kind of looks like it is in that area. But you know for sure that it was a Planned Parenthood in Big Rapids, Michigan. Is that right? Okay,
Yes.
so this does seem to be the only one. Okay, so I will go ahead and put in this information. You just don't happen to recall then obviously the name of the doctor from that facility, correct?
Yeah.
Okay.
I don't.
No worries. I'll go ahead and put in their information here. 7526. Okay. Okay, and was it at Planned Parenthood that they had prescribed you the Adepo-Provera as well?
Yes.
Okay, got it. All right, and did you ever go through with a pharmacy with them, or did you pretty much just have the shots there at Planned Parenthood?
They had the shots there.
Okay, got it. Let me go ahead and put that information in then. All right. And then now we're going to go into specifically the meningioma that you had gone through. Were you diagnosed, if you can recall, with a CT scan, MRI, both, or other?
It was a MRI, I believe.
MRI. Okay, got it. And now, what I'm going to ask is the doctor that had diagnosed you. And if you don't exactly recall the actual name of the doctor, that is okay. But we are going to be needing the facility where you were diagnosed.
It was Big Rapids Hospital, I know that.
Okay. Okay, and that's going to be the one on Oak Street, is that right?
Yes.
That's now called Corwell Health.
Yes.
Okay. All right. And you said you don't know the doctor, which is okay. Was it at the time that they had diagnosed you, were you already there seeing a specialist, or do you believe it was your primary care physician that had diagnosed you?
It's been so long ago, I can't remember.
Okay, that's okay. All right. And at any point besides your meningioma, were you ever diagnosed with any cancers?
No.
Okay, got it. And when you were diagnosed with your meningioma, did you receive treatment for it? As in, do
They
you have a
gave me,
surgery, steroids,
nope, they
chemotherapy?
gave
Okay.
me a pill and it shrank it.
Okay, got it. Okay, so you were diagnosed, you were given medication. Okay, was that also, this is all through Big Rapids as well, is that correct?
Yes.
Okay, got it. Given medication. Okay. And again, same thing, you don't recall a doctor's name, but you know for sure it was Big Rapids Hospital, right?
Yes.
Okay, got it. Let me go ahead and put in their information here. Okay, and to the best of your knowledge, do you have a family history of meningioma or not to your knowledge?
Nope. There was
Okay.
nobody that I know of.
Okay, and no one else that you know of that had taken Depo-Provera as well, is that right?
No.
Okay, got it. And during the time frame that you were diagnosed to your meningioma, up until the time that it had shrunken after you were given medication, were you ever hospitalized, as in, did you ever have to go inpatient and have a stay that was longer than the day?
No.
Okay, got it. Okay, and at Big Rapids, they are going to have the medical record showing your meningioma diagnosis. Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay, got it. And would you wouldn't happen to have access to your MyChart login, would you? It's okay if you don't.
No, they didn't have all that back then.
Right. Okay. No worries. Let me go ahead and put that in. Okay. And last thing here is I'll just need an emergency contact. We're not able to share any information about your case to them. This is just so that in case for some reason this number gets disconnected, we do like having a second number just to reach out to you. But it doesn't have to be family. It could be a friend, anyone you like.
Oh, I don't really have nobody.
Okay. Even like a neighbor or a friend, a coworker, just someone that just in case this number, let's say were to get lost or you have a new phone number, we're able to reach someone.
Yeah, I don't, 'cause my husband and I are going through a separation, so I can't give you his.
Okay. Okay. And again, we're not able to share any information that is personal about the case to them. This is just so that in case we're not able to reach you, we would just like to reach someone else, only to ask if you're able to call us directly. That's all.
I guess I can give you my mom's. I don't
Okay.
like doing it because
Okay, and again, this is
that's
only if for some reason you don't pick up your phone for like months and months. This is not going to be something that we call
right.
them right away. Yeah.
I don't like doing it because I'm not with my mom a lot, but before j just because of that, I will give it to you. It's 1-989 285 4418.
4418, and then just the first name for your mom.
Gail.
All right, thank you so much for that. Okay, and again, most likely, as long as you're still picking up the phone from now until the next couple months, most likely, we won't even need to call her at all since you're going to be in direct
Right.
communication with us. Yeah. Okay, and you are going to be able, since we are doing an electronic signature now, you are going to be able to provide a large and legible signature. Is that right?
Sure.
Okay. Sorry, we just had to
I
ask. I know yeah, but we had to ask, but thank you so much for that. Okay. And let me go ahead and send this over to you. Okay. Okay. And last thing here is a current marital status. Did you want me to put a single or currently married?
Well, we're not legally divorced yet, so I guess you'd have to put down married.
Okay, we'll go ahead and do that. Okay, got it.
We haven't got that far yet, but
Yeah, okay, no
and we're
worries.
still living at the same address. We're just
Yeah.
we don't we're in different rooms and
Yeah.
I'm trying.
Yeah, no, it's okay. You're doing the best you can, and that's all that, that you can
Yep,
ask for.
that's all
Yeah.
we can do.
Yeah, and it's okay. Just step by step, one by one. And this is something that once we take care of today, you don't have to think about because the attorneys will be able to work on it for you. Okay.
Yeah. And like
Okay.
I said, I'm just trying to like I don't have a job right now. He's at least being decent and letting me stay here for
Yeah.
the time being.
Yeah.
He
Just you
could
can
be a
take your
jerk and
Vita.
making me live on the street.
Yeah. Yeah, no, of course. Yeah. So that's, it's glad that he's able to extend that kindness to you.
Yeah.
Yep. Okay, so I have the paperwork ready now. If you're able to, are you able to put me on the speaker phone so that you can
I
both
have you
hear me?
on
Oh,
speakerphone.
perfect. Okay, so we are already ready here. Okay, so you
Yeah.
are confirming that you are indeed Brenda Lee Martinez at 3024 North Woodruff Road. Zip code 48893. Is that right?
Correct.
Okay, perfect. So I can go ahead and send this over. You are going to be receiving a text message right about now. So whenever you do see it pop up, just go ahead and click on it.
Okay. I'm just gonna go and check. Oh, I think I got something.
Perfect. Go ahead and click on that.
Yep, and then yep, Hannah.
Yep.
Okay, and then I click on this signature thing or
Yep, go ahead and click on the link that's there, and it
yeah.
should take you to a separate website. The first question that should pop up, it's going to ask for SMS messages, and it's asking if it's okay for us to text you with updates on the case. So you can go ahead and click yes. The next one is going to be a security check. They're just making sure that email is yours. So you can go ahead and click continue.
Okay.
Okay, next one. You're going to see where it says, please review and act in these documents. And at the bottom, do you see where it says, I agree to electronic records?
Yeah. Well,
Okay.
actually, it says I agree to electric
SMS
or
messages. Yes.
yeah,
Yeah. Okay, go ahead and
for
check off
the
that
records
box.
and the signature. So continue.
Yep, go ahead and click on that. Check mark the box and then click continue. And then the document is going to pop up, and there's going to be a yellow start button at the top that you can click on.
I see a yellow next button.
Okay, that's okay. So at the bottom, do you, or I guess at the next button, do you see a yellow box with a downward facing arrow?
Yes.
Go ahead and click on that arrow.
Oops, hold on. It's giving me attitude.
It happens.
Well, this phone is like it wants to make everything little
Oh, I see.
to separate from page to page. And it's like, no, I didn't want to do that. Okay, let's see if I can do that. I'm going to click this. Okay, and now I sign my name.
Yeah, so sign your name the way that you would do just to make sure it's fully legible because it is going to be a legal signature that you're putting on there. So
Okay,
they
let
don't take
me.
scribbles, so just, do the best you can. Or do you see where it says select style? They can generate one for you if you prefer to do it that way.
Yeah, that looks good. I'll go with that.
Okay, perfect. And at the bottom left, just go ahead and click where it says adopt and sign.
Okay, adapt and sign.
Yep, and then there should be, I think, one more yellow box with the downward facing arrow. So you can
Yep.
go ahead and tap on that, and then there should be a finish button for you.
Finish. I mean, that's probably about like I sign almost.
Perfect. So I got it on my side. On your side, you're going to see a continue button, but you can actually exit out of that completely. We don't require that you do create an account. Perfect. So everything looks good here. Let me just go
Okay,
ahead and
so.
review over our closing script. But before I go ahead and do that, were there any questions that you had as of right now before I kind of go over the next step?
No, I just gotta try to get out of this page, and I don't know why it's not letting me out.
Yeah, you can just go to your home screen and then hopefully you should be able to get out that way, unless it's frozen.
It's not frozen, it's like my. This is so weird.
Okay. So I'm going to go ahead and go over the next steps and kind of what you need to expect from here on out. And just know that I will also text you with my direct information. So if you ever have any questions or want updates on anything, just feel free to give me a call, okay?
Okay.
Okay, so before we go ahead and wrap up today, I just want to make sure that you are aware of what to expect next. While the law firms are working on your claim, they are going to be reaching out to you a lot to finalize your claim if needed to. And I'll be calling you within the next couple hours once your file does pass QA, which is quality assurance, to transfer you to them directly and introduce you. Meaning that if need be, I'm going to go ahead and give you a call at my direct number. It'll be from a 949 area code. And basically, I'll say, okay, the law firms, they've reviewed your case. It's gone through the next stage, and they just want to speak to you directly and pretty much go over the same questions that we already went over today. Now, that there's a chance it happens today, there's a chance it happens tomorrow, there's a chance it happens next week. It just depends on their workload. And especially
Okay.
because today is a holiday, that might affect them as well. But just know that basically the next time that you are going to be looking to do that, you'll be speaking to me again so that you're not confused.
Okay.
You'll be speaking to me. I'll kind of give you a heads up on, hey, by the way, we'll be doing what we discussed before. Just so that, with this whole thing, I know it can get confusing. I know it can be super overwhelming, but just know that in the future, there's a chance that we just go over the same thing. But it won't take as long as it did today. It'll probably take about maybe maximum 5 minutes versus how it was today, about 15 minutes. Okay?
Okay.
Okay. And at that point, they
Yeah,
may.
is it today by chance if it's today and I don't answer,
Okay. Yeah, that's fine.
I have to get blood work done
Ooh, okay. Yeah,
and I
so
don't know how late or how I'm hoping to get in and get out, but
yeah.
you know how that goes.
Yeah, no, that's perfectly okay. Like I said, I am going to be sending you over my contact number through a text message. So if I try to call you, I can't get through, just shoot me a text. Just say, hey, getting the blood work done, or I'm busy right now. Can I call you back? You just let me know so that I can let them know, like, hey, she's going to be available at this time, just so that we can kind of arrange a time that works for all of us. And that's going to be me, you, and the law firm. Okay, but again,
Okay.
whatever we need to do, we don't need to do it right away. It's just, as soon as you do get your blood work done, for an example, if we can do it immediately after, again, it just takes about 5 minutes. But of course, we don't want to do that while you're, of course, doing your blood test.
Right.
Okay. Perfect. And then, so in the future, if they do need you to sign any additional forms, like another medical release, just so they can collect records to strengthen your claim. Meaning, again, what this is for the Depo-Provera, obviously, because you had used it for an extended amount of time and you were affected. A big portion of what is going to be used that you can get your compensation is based on your medical records. So it is going to be important that if the law firm sends you forms to sign, consent forms, acknowledgement forms, you are going to be available to sign these forms for them, okay?
Okay.
Yep, so it is going to be important pretty much if they do send you something, the ball is now in your court so that you can, kind of help the law firm move things along. So let's say, for example, they send you something a week from now, you take 2 weeks to sign those forms, that's just going to delay your case 2 more weeks. Does that make sense?
Yep.
Okay,
So
perfect.
the
And of course,
quicker the better, basically.
Exactly, yeah. But again, for the most part, they're going to be doing the majority of the work for you. The only thing they just physically can't do is obviously get your consent. Obviously, they can't do that. So that's going to be the only thing that is going to be up to you is to keep in communication and to get them the consent forms as needed for them to help you on your case. Okay, and
Okay.
then since this is a mass lawsuit, these extra steps are standard practice, and we just want to make sure that you are fully prepared. So if you don't hear from them within the next 24 to 48 hours, I recommend that you can give them a call directly to follow up, which I'll also send you in a text message their phone number. So if you see like, like I haven't called you or they haven't called you or whatever the case, feel free to call them yourself and just ask for an update directly. Maybe they already moved your case forward. Maybe, whatever may have happened. If you want to be and into the due diligence of calling them directly, feel free to do so, okay?
Okay.
Okay, so are you going to be able to confirm that you are able to be available to speak to them if you are free at the time? So, for example, besides your blood test, are you going to be able to speak to them as you have with me today?
Yeah, as long as if I'm not in my appointment or whatever,
Right.
yeah.
Okay, perfect. We just wanted to
Other
have
than
that
that, I should be good.
confirmation. Okay, perfect. And besides that, I know we kind of went over a lot of information, but did you have any other questions before I let you go today?
Nope, I think everything's good.
Okay, perfect. So again, I'm gonna shoot you a text here in a minute, and if any, last minute questions come up or anything like that, just feel free to shoot me a text or give me a call. The number that I'll be texting you from is my direct number, so it does go just straight to me, okay?
Okay.
Okay, perfect. Well, I think that's all we need about that's all we need for today, Brenda. I appreciate your time. Again, I'm sorry to hear about your diagnosis, but we do look forward to getting you some justice here, the justice that you deserve, okay?
Okay, thank you.
Yeah, thank you. You have a great rest of your day now. Thanks for calling us
You
in.
too.
Yeah, thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye.